This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So we get letters, we get posts, and lately when we've talked about politics, they've ragged on us. But just the other day, someone posted something in the forum saying that he really thinks he may stop listening to the Paracast, Chris, because he thinks we're anti-Christian. Are we anti-Christian? Not me, I should tell everybody. My first wife, Geneva, at least one time anyway, when she was young, was a Methodist. So is her mother, my ex-mother-in-law. And we were married in a church. So we've attended, and I've attended different...
Well, it doesn't mean you're pro-Christian. As far as I go, I mean, everybody... is entitled to have whatever beliefs they want. My real birth family in California, a lot of them are just rabid Christians, born-again types. As far as my personal preferences go, besides the fact that Christianity has probably been behind the murder of more people on this planet than any other thing besides greed, I think it's a great thing. The message of Christ is wonderful, but It's all the Christians and the hypocrisy that goes along with it that I have a problem with.
Well, the thing here is that we have that same problem, I think, with many religions where things are done, evil things, in the name of a religion. Even though I'm sure most people are perfectly ordinary, perfectly nice, they believe in good, they like to do good things, live a good life. So it's not saying that, you know, I'm anti-Christian or anti-anything. Just recognize the history and what things have been done in the name of a religion that might have perverted what's intended with that religion, be it Muslims or Christians or whatever. Let's just leave it there. Now, the other thing here is that somebody maintained in a very, very emotional paragraph in a letter to me that he heard me constantly say that UFO abductees were crazy, and that's why he stopped listening to the Paracast. Now, Chris, if I ever said that all abductees are crazy?
No. You may have hinted that a few abduction researchers are crazy, but I've never heard you say that abductees are crazy.
Well, the point is here, if somebody's crazy, they're crazy. Let's just leave it at that. But I think people who are abducted are probably traumatized, especially if it happens over and over again. That doesn't make them crazy. It means we need to help them, that's all. Reach out, help them, find out what's really going on. Are they being kidnapped by ET? Are they being subjected to some other kind of experience? Let's find out. Obviously, people who undergo that are going to have trouble. But to say someone's crazy or all these people are crazy, I never said that.
Yeah, you've never even come close to saying that. I've said a few times that it's ironic that so many abductees tend to be middle-aged women, divorced, suburban, spend a lot of time at home watching daytime TV. I've said that. Whether that makes them crazy or not, I think they're the ones that may be delusional, and we have to, I think, all agree that there is a percentage of these claims that are delusional in nature. I don't think so much that they're crazy. I just think they're bored.
Well, you know, people need to do something. I mean, you know, every week or two I get these posts on Facebook in a timeline talking about learning about what is being said by the star beings from Zeta Reticuli. And, of course, I guess I'm having fun with them because every time I see this, I post a response, which is pretty well canned. Zeta Reticuli is a binary star system. They have not yet discovered exoplanets there. But Zeta 2 appears to be orbited by a debris or dust ring. So maybe these star beings are coming from dust?
Or maybe they've already destroyed their planet because they couldn't decide who got dibs on Earth's proctological potential.
Ah. You see, we've heard people obsess over Chris and whether or not he's grumpy. And I'll just say that Chris, you know, had a pretty rough year last year. I think a lot of people would be screaming on mountaintops to undergo that kind of pain. So, no, I don't think Chris is grumpy. But he does have an obsession with proctological matters.
No, which reminds me, I'm getting ready to send Eugene the Contact in the Desert, a Gonzoid True Believer adventure, which I put together from snippets of video that I took at last year's Contact in the Desert extravaganza. And at one point I did pop that question to some Graham Hancock attendees who were standing in line waiting for Hancock. I said something to the effect of, I came totally out of the blue, you know, we're talking about Hancock's disagreement with, I think it was Robert Bovall or somebody. They got into a little tizzy on stage during a panel discussion, and I mentioned something, I just came out of the blue with, what do you think the reasons, you know, what's the reason we are being visited by pro bono proctologists from other planets? And the this woman looked at me and said, how could you ask a question like that? You know, do you have issues? I said, do you need one of them? And I said, no, something to the effect of, no, I'd rather, you know, pay for one that I could, you know, trust. Or I don't know. I had some comeback. But the one thing that Whitley Strieber said when he was on there, that, you know, he used the term anal probe, I think, in communion. And out of all the things, all the controversies that have been generated from his claims and in his books over the years, that's the one thing that he has the most regrets around is the term anal probe. So, no, Gene, I don't have problems around that fact. It's a good, it's like frat boy humor. You know, you always get a chuckle, just like fart jokes. I don't know. I just love the term. It's a Terrence McKenna, actually, term, pro bono proctologist from other planets. You know, we didn't ask him to come here and check our butts out. I mean, you know, what? I'm not the one with the problem. It's the aliens that have the problem. I'm just pointing out the obvious here. So don't rag on me too much there, buddy man.
Well, I won't rag on you. They rag on me all the time, of course. But, you know, I just put up with it because if you've been online for 25, 30 years, you get ragged on, especially when you go through trials and tribulations. Then you especially get ragged on. You know, it's like they say don't hit a person when they're down. So if you're down and they don't hit you, they stomp on you relentlessly. That's how it goes. We don't want that kind of stuff because it really doesn't help. By the way, we posted first the introduction, now chapter one of this book, from you and Ray Stanford and My Dog Sings Chopin. I'll tell you, if Chris had a dog that could sing, imagine the money you'd make.
Well, or I'd sure get a lot of likes and hits on Facebook.
Well, I know there is this recording out with a group called the Singing Dogs, singing Jingle Bells. You ever hear that? Around Christmas time, they used to play it, where you have basically
yes.
Four dogs or five dogs pretending to sing.
It's just very, very good creative editing.
Of course. Of course. Now, my dog, Teddy Bear, makes a lot of crazy sounds sometimes, but I don't think he's trying to talk to us. Because if he did, you know, I'd bring him on here and have an interview. Just, I wonder what dogs think about the paranormal, because they sense so many things that we can't. I don't know where we started with the dogs, but we're not going to the dogs. We're going instead to talk to Paul Davids. And he is just a fascinating guy. He's one of these Renaissance men who does a little bit of everything. So he writes, he makes films, he's an artist. In fact, he has a site called Paul Davids Portfolio. There's just an extraordinary amount of material there. So this guy does everything. And sometimes he even makes dogs bark.
Yeah, and he's also got Forrest Ackerman trying to communicate from beyond the grave.
I don't know where that started, but with Gina and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
The award-winning Graphic Converter 10, the universal genius for photo editing apps on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for the Swiss Army Knife app. It gives you all the features that you expect, and most important, it's easy to use. You can get it for just $39.95 from www.lemkesoft.com. That's www.lemkesoft.com.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So we have the return here of one of our favorite Renaissance men, Paul Davids, who does so much of everything so well that he's really hard to keep up with. But before we tell you about that, we've got to tell you that we've got the Paracast Plus going. And as I mentioned in the previous episode, more content's coming, a new video, and another chapter from the book that Chris O'Brien wrote with Ray Stanford called And My Dog Sings Chopin, which triggered a discussion about the singing dogs. And then very briefly, our dogs started making noise, the neighborhood dogs, just as we were doing that, so they must have heard us. So here's where things are going right now. We offer the Paracast Plus for a very low subscription rate, monthly, annual, 5 years, lifetime. To learn more about what you get, including the commercial-free version of this show, the After the Paracast podcast, and more, go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. Paul, thank you for joining us in the Paracast. I'm not going to say, hey, catch us up for 6 years. What I am going to say is that there's a lot of stuff I wanted to talk about just looking at the letter you wrote me when I invited you on. And the first thing that hit me is because we had him on recently, Grant Cameron, where he wrote a book about the Clintons. Now, we have to kind of skirt politics very gently here, because what happens is that when you get too political, people resent it. They're very polarized.
Well, I can talk about that subject without getting political, I'm sure. I do claim credit for the photo on the cover of Grant Cameron's book, which is a beautiful photo of Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, which I took in 2008.
Well, let's go through that, putting up the information here. Obviously, we've known for years that Hillary Clinton had some sort of interest in UFOs, probably triggered by her friend and colleague John Podesta, who was the CEO, I guess, of her presidential campaign. He worked for the Obama administration and Bill Clinton's administration. But when you look at this, is she really and truly interested in getting to the bottom of UFOs, or is it all about, well, I'll get some votes?
Well, that's a hard question to answer. I think let's talk about Grant Cameron's book for a moment, because I think it's really important. I think it's called The Clinton UFO Storybook or something like that. Grant Cameron has a fantastic website, Presidential UFO, where he really goes into great detail on the UFO experiences, what we know about them, and what's been stated by presidents through the years. And there's a lot to cover there, because many of our presidents at one time or another in their careers have brushed up against this issue, you know, including Gerald Ford, who was a congressman from Michigan way before he was president, back in the days when J. Allen Hynek came up with the swamp gas explanation for what was going on with UFO sightings in Michigan. Jerry Ford didn't like that, and he wanted answers. But when he became president, didn't seem like he cared much about getting answers anymore.
Now, Ford, as I recall, was instrumental in setting up those congressional hearings, though.
Was he? Or were those before Jerry?
Well,
if you're talking about the Robertson panel.
No, I'm talking about the Condon Report. 1968.
A disaster.
They set up the Condon Report. It came out, I think, in 69. Project Blue Book gave up the ghost, used that as an excuse to shut down. I agree with you. I think Ford obviously seemed sincere about it, and I was very young in those days, but I was around. And the swamp gas explanation, it took a lot of years for Hynek to live that down. But I could see, if anything else, he was frustrated over what may have seemed like a cover-up at the time. But this is the whole thing about congressional hearings, though. Maybe we should talk about this briefly, because we have people still demanding disclosure or investigations. And that is, for, 15, 20 years before that, Major Kehoe was saying, hearings, hearings, hearings. We want to put NICAP out of business from the mid-50s on. We get the hearings. Congress will get to the bottom of the mystery. We'll have disclosure, whatever. Of course, I think he was very naive about the workings of government. And therefore, when he got his hearings, he'd been pushing for this for all these years. When he got these hearings, we had the Condon Report, it was a whitewash. That was it.
Yeah. Well, going back to Presidential UFO, and there was Jerry Ford and Jimmy Carter, of course, had his UFO sighting, which he talked about, and he requested NASA reopen UFO investigations. Didn't happen. Didn't move the ball forward at all during the Carter administration. Ronald Reagan, we know, had a particular interest in UFOs. There were his two reported sightings, that he talked about freely. I think it was when he was governor of California, one of the sightings from a private plane. And he didn't hold back, and he described the unearthly movements of this object. So clearly he had the personal experience in it. And also, he was, I think, the first of the presidents to stand before the United Nations General Assembly and use the analogy about the status of mankind if we were threatened, he said, by some force from out there, from some other world. As to how it would unite the peoples of the world, we'd all come together to oppose the common foe, as has been used as a theme in, you know, Independence Day and other movies. But Reagan said that in front of the UN, but he certainly didn't move the ball forward in terms of disclosure at all. We got nothing from George Bush, who was director of the CIA before he became president. I'm talking about George Herbert Walker Bush. Nothing from George W. From Bill Clinton during his presidency, it was interesting because, first of all, I was involved at that time in providing Bill Clinton with UFO information, particularly about Roswell. He became president, I think, was it 1992?
And he was elected in 92 and took office in 93.
Yeah, 93. So our Roswell movie, we were filming in 93. And it was broadcast by Showtime in 1994. And that's when Stephen Schiff was starting his investigation about Roswell, Congressman Schiff of New Mexico, using the Government Accounting Agency as a vehicle for that after the Pentagon had been non-cooperative with him. And so that was the year, 94, of the first Mogul balloon report from the military, from the Pentagon, denying that there was anything extraterrestrial about Roswell, or that there was saying there was a prosaic explanation for it of a secret balloon experiment called Mogul at that time. I didn't believe the report then. I don't believe the report now. I had information then I thought would be of interest to Bill Clinton. And I found a way to get that information to him in the White House. At that time, I knew someone who'd been an intern in the White House. First of all, Bill Clinton and I had had correspondence before he was elected. I have to backtrack and say he was a student of my father at Georgetown University. My father was a professor of diplomatic history. Bill Clinton was his student in 1968. I think that was Bill Clinton's senior year.
Let's progress with Bill Clinton and Paul Davids. And more with Gene Steinberg, Christopher O'Brien. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Paul Davids, you're telling us about your encounters with Bill Clinton, a student of your father. You therefore exchanged emails with him. You knew him before he became president. So you sent this material.
Let me interrupt. Not emails. No, that was.
That's right. Okay. This is late 80s, early 90s. We don't think about emails then. We were thinking about letters.
I sent him a letter of support when he declared he was running for president. And he wrote me back a really nice full-page letter. This wasn't just something that was dictated. So there was that connection. And then after the Roswell movie came out, and after we had what I considered the poke in the eye of that false Mogul balloon report, Bill Clinton made a statement in Ireland. There was a kid who asked him, did aliens really land in Roswell? And Bill Clinton said, as far as I know, no aliens ever did land in Roswell. He said, but if it did happen, the Air Force hasn't told me about it, and I would like to know. He said with a smile, kind of a sense of humor. But I took him literally, and when I wrote to him then, I said, Mr. President, you said that you would like to know. Here's what I've got on the Roswell case. And I sent him a whole bunch of stuff, including the Roswell movie, the Randall Schmidt book, UFO Crash at Roswell. I had made some videotapes at that time, one called Down in Roswell, which was all of the press reports, the news reports through the years on the Roswell case. Sent him that. I sent him a lecture tape I did called Reply to the Air Force Report on the Roswell incident, where I tore apart the report in every respect I could. And also, I had been invited to be the guest lecturer for the 50th anniversary of the White Sands Missile Range Pioneers, founders of America's rocketry program. And I think that was in 1996. They invited me because they were in New Mexico and I had produced the Roswell movie for Showtime. And I was pretty hard hitting in that presentation, which was filmed, in which I talked about what I felt was the UFO cover up and as many facts as I could put on the table that I felt I had learned about that and my objections to the withholding of the information. Some of the people at that talk didn't find it very popular. You know, there were people there that didn't want this talked about the way I had talked about it. But I did release a videotape. Has a really long title. It was called Golden Age, Golden Anniversary UFO Briefing for the White Sands Missile Range Pioneers. So if you search on the internet, somewhere you can find those VHS tapes. They're still around. I sent all that to Bill Clinton. Also, there was a photo then that came out in one of the tabloids that had our alien from the movie Roswell alongside Bill Clinton, and I thought that was kind of funny. So this package, I know, got to him in 1996, and I got a nice reply by priority mail from the White House thanking me for it and also thanking me on behalf of Hillary, but not referring in the letter to what it was I had sent. I mean, he didn't say, you know, thank you for busting the Roswell cover-up. That wasn't the letter, no, but it was a thank you.
Was it possibly a canned letter then?
You mean dictated and signed by machine?
Whatever. Maybe it's already printed out and they just simply run them and send them in response to inquiries from anybody.
No, this was specific because, you know, they don't usually reply by priority mail from the White House. And, you know, it was personally addressed to me, and it was clearly responsive to the materials I had sent. So, no, those materials got to him. The other way we know they got to them, and this is really interesting to me, that when there was when the impeachment proceedings were going on, and the FBI at one point went in to do an investigation of the Oval Office, and this was reported in the news. You can find this online. It may even be reported in Grant Cameron's materials. That they found a book about Churchill sandwiched between two books. And one was actually a phone sex book that was from Monica Lewinsky. And the other was UFO Crash at Roswell, which I had sent to him. So I think that's kind of an interesting, you know, part of UFO history. Didn't get us disclosure, of course, but we know that the Clintons have been talking about UFOs, that Bill Clinton asked Webster Hubble to look into it. Maybe it was asking the wrong person in the wrong place, but when Bill Clinton was president, he was asking for answers about that and the Kennedy assassination, which he may never have gotten. Then there were the Lawrence Rockefeller meetings at the Lawrence Rockefeller Ranch, where Bill was there with Hillary Clinton, and they were photographed there, and she was holding a book about, I think it was by astronomer Paul Davies. He's Paul Davies. And that book was about life in outer space. So Lawrence Rockefeller had pressured them about the need for UFO disclosure. So there is this history. It's a good history, a long history. Then there's a 2008 chapter to it where the plot really thickens. Do we have time to talk about that before the break, or do we go on?
We have maybe 3 minutes left.
Well, I'll give a lead-in.
Yeah, I love cliffhangers.
Here's the cliffhanger. That there was a fundraiser for Hillary Clinton in the Hamptons in 2008, when she's running against Barack Obama, trying to get the Democratic nomination. And through my wife, we were personally invited to it. And at that time, I had new information about Roswell that I wanted to get to former President Bill Clinton. And that information included a sworn affidavit from former Lieutenant Walter Hout. This was an affidavit that was released after his death, in which he absolutely certified that there were alien bodies at Roswell. He'd never conceded that before. It had always been there was a crash. We think it was extraterrestrial, but the word of the confirmation of the bodies came after his death. I had that document, blew it up large, And I wanted to take that to the president along with the new book, what was then the new book, Witness to Roswell, that I'd written the foreword to for the first draft, for the first issuance of first publication, and also The Roswell Legacy by Jesse Marcel Jr. So I'll leave you at the cliffhanger of what happened when I got to the Hamptons and the fundraiser.
We've got another minute to answer that question.
Oh, all right. Well,
go for another minute or so, and I'll...
So my question was, in going to this fundraiser, if I brought these materials in an envelope, you know, would we be going through metal detectors? Would people be inspecting bags when we went onto the grounds of this private estate, you know, for the fundraiser? Would anybody be looking at what anybody brought in? So I thought maybe there's a good chance that this would be confiscated from me, you know, at the door. But no, it wasn't. It was a very relaxed attitude, you know, and situation. Nobody was searched. First, Bill gave an introductory speech. And then Hillary gave a speech. And, you know, very much wanting the nomination in 2008. And it was after her speech when everyone was swarming around Hillary Clinton to talk to her. And a poor, lonely former President Bill Clinton was alone on the backyard porch there with the owner of the house, and nobody was talking to him. And that's when I stepped up to have a conversation.
Oh, boy. All right. So let's just frame this now. You brought your UFO material in there.
Mm-hmm.
He's obviously aware of what you're doing because you sent him something and he responded by priority mail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this already is setting up something to show a lot of potential here, and we're going to explore that potential in just a few moments. We've got Paul David's Renaissance Man. We're talking about, I guess, a follow-up to our conversation with Grant Cameron of a few weeks ago. I know we had a bit of a dust-up with Grant over a couple of things, but we're talking here about the Clintons and UFOs with Gene and Chris here in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. see the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have 4 times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, in the previous episode, or previously on the Paracast, they always say previously on, Paul Davids is at this gathering. And there's Paul Bill Clinton, almost alone, because they're all surrounding Hillary, because she's running against Obama. And now you talk to him, and what happens?
Well, I stepped up to him, and I first reminded him that I was the son of Dr. Jules Davids, his professor from Georgetown University, and he remembers my father very affectionately. And so he smiled and greeted me very warmly, and he asked me what I'd been up to. And I said to him, well, you know, as a matter of fact, there's a book that came out recently, and I was referring to Witness to Roswell by Tom Carey and Donald Schmidt. I said, I wrote the introduction to this book that came out recently, and I thought it was something that might be of interest to you, and I brought it here for you, along with some other, you know, related materials. And I held up the brown envelope, and he took it from me, and he said, oh, let's see what you got here. And he reached in, and as he pulled out the book, I was watching his expression. That's what I wanted to see. How was he going to react? Because the title of the book is Witness to Roswell, and the subtitle is Exposing the Government's 60-Year UFO Cover-Up. All right? So as he looked at it, he broke into a smile, like he enjoyed that I was giving him this. And his words were, and I think I'm quoting him exactly, he said, oh, he said, you know, I've always really been interested in this stuff. He said, I'm going to read this book. And I explained to him also about Walter Hout's affidavit, pointed it out because I had blown it up, a large copy of it in there, and about the other book. So he took the materials from me. We chatted for a while, and I just had a chance to say hello to Hillary and say, you know, I'm son of Dr. Jules Davids, and, you know, it's great to see you here. And she was very warm. She said, of course, I remember Dr. Davids. So that was that. And I wondered to myself, what would their conversation have been like in the car when they're driving away? Bill Clinton has this envelope, and maybe Hillary would say, what's in that? What's in there? That maybe, would that have precipitated a conversation about UFOs? I don't know. You know, obviously, I don't know. But I will say this, that the fact that I kept giving him this material about UFOs in no way affected or interfered in any negative way, as far as I can see, with the sort of the warmth of the relationship, which, I mean, I, you know, kind of felt like family because of the connection through my father. And it was a couple of years later, I think, when Bill Clinton's book called Giving was published. And he came to Pasadena to do a book signing at Vroman's. And at that time, my mother was living two blocks away from Vroman's in a senior building. And she wasn't feeling well that day, so she didn't go. And two of the women from her building went, and they saw Bill Clinton. They said, you know, Mrs. Davids lives near here, and she wanted us to give you her regards because she wasn't feeling well. You know, she didn't come. And he lit up, and he said, oh, what, Mrs. Davids is two blocks away? He said, oh, you know, she has to come. She has to come. And he sent a driver to go to her building and pick up my mother and bring her to him at Vroman's. And she, you know, and he signed the book for her. And so I, you know, I always had a really warm and wonderful feeling about that, that, you know, we always wonder how uptight are, you know, our presidents. Some of them, I think, have been pretty uptight about discussing UFOs at all. This has been my history with Bill Clinton. And, you know, he was on the Jimmy Kimmel show. Was it a year ago? I mean, it was before Barack Obama came on and was asked about UFOs. And, you know, somebody asked me in another interview, did I think that Bill Clinton told the truth that night on Jimmy Kimmel? And I kind of regretted the answer I gave because I didn't have long left in the interview, and I just said, no, you know, I really don't think. But he didn't tell an untruth. I mean, what he did with Jimmy Kimmel was to say, you know, when I was president, I requested that the military look into the Roswell thing and look into all the papers on Roswell. The part that was inaccurate, as he said, so we got all the Roswell papers and we got them, and, you know, and I didn't see anything extraterrestrial about that, right? But they never got all the papers on Roswell. We know that. We know from the GAO investigation, which announced that all the outgoing papers from Roswell in 1947 of that month and after were destroyed by someone without proper authorization. You know, they were probably never destroyed. They were probably ferreted away somewhere, you know, like at the end of the Indiana Jones movie, that big warehouse.
Yes, Warehouse 13.
Warehouse 13. So they were probably Warehouse 13. That should be a new expression in the English language. So, no, Bill Clinton was not shown through the Air Force investigation then, all the papers on Roswell. He was given the Mogul Balloon Report, just like all of us were. So that's what he was told too then. I don't know if he was told anything else privately. Although, and this is important, Jesse Marcel Jr., you know, the son of Jesse Marcel, who was at the debris field, who was the fall guy for the cover-up.
Sure, we had him twice on the Paracast.
Okay, he passed away recently. His book, The Roswell Legacy, tells his story, you know, very, very well. Jesse Marcel Jr. told me, and his children have reinforced this for me, that during that Mogul balloon investigation thing, first of all, that the investigators tried to coerce him to change his story. His story didn't work with the story they wanted to issue, and they tried to get him to change his testimony, and he wouldn't do it. And he said he also had the opportunity to have a high-level meeting in Washington at that time with someone who, he said, sort of apologized for the cover-up and said, look, you know, we know what happened, and, you know, that it, confirming that the story about the extraterrestrial crash was in fact true for Jesse Marcel Jr., but that it was still under high levels of secrecy and couldn't be talked about, and that was that. He was working on the inside, this official said, to try to get it out. I don't know if it was John Podesta he met with, as a matter. I don't know. Possible.
Okay, so with Clinton, you see, I'm seeing here he's dismissing it, pretty much. Now, is he dismissing it because he believed what his people told him, or he was told to say that? That's a good question right there, don't you think?
I don't think that he believed what his people told him. I think he absolutely knows the truth. You know, on the Jimmy Kimmel show, And I'm speculating now, by the way. That's a that's my personal opinion. I'm not putting words in anybody's mouth. But on a Jimmy Kimmel show, it was very interesting that after he talked about looking for the Roswell papers, he turned the conversation by making an analogy, and he took the words right out of Ronald Reagan's mouth from the United Nations. Exactly the same thing, like this is their fallback thing to say. And Bill Clinton said, you know, but the facts are we're discovering more and more worlds out there and more how vast this galaxy of ours is and other galaxies. And he says, and with those discoveries, the chances, the odds of there being life on other worlds increases with those discoveries. And he says, I just hope if it happens, you know, that it won't turn out to be like Independence Day. He said, because you can imagine how if there were some kind of, you know, threat from another world, that maybe that's what it would take to bring all the peoples of the world together so we wouldn't have any more warfare among ourselves. Okay, that's what Bill Clinton said on the Jimmy Kimmel show. I think it was a good and appropriate thing to say. He did sort of crib it from Ronald Reagan at the United Nations, but that's where he left it. You know, we haven't heard anything more from him since then. Now, from Hillary Clinton and from John Podesta, we've certainly heard more. We've heard that his greatest regret during his White House years was that they didn't make any progress on declassification of UFO files. All right. He's been explicit. Clearly, it would be on his mind and his agenda to pursue that if he had the opportunity again. And someone told me that Hillary Clinton was also on the Jimmy Kimmel show and was asked about UFOs, but I did not see that one, so I don't know what was said.
Well, when she's been interviewed, she says, number one, she's referring to them as UAP, which is the more...
She corrects the acronym UFO and corrects it to UAP.
Right.
That's unidentified aerial phenomena? Is that what it is? UAP?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's do our break now. We'll figure out what's going on and what Secretary Clinton said. We've got more with Paul Davids and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.